unfortunately, we were, I think the architects of our own downfall again. We made very silly mistakes in the lead up to their first goal, and even when we got a second chance to clear it, we sort of fumbled it again, and the guy finished it then, but we should have dealt with it at the source. And but again, just a lapse of concentration defensively cost us. The second goal, really, we were really chasing the game then, to be quite honest. We'd sort of gone straight to the back and really went for it. It was the sort of last few minutes, so you expect to leave gaps then, but the damage was done at that stage when obviously we had the man sent off as well.
Is there a feeling, Peter, that really now that you missed the boat on Friday night? I mean, you know, with that, you had a one goal lead with 5 minutes to go, and is that really now coming back into your mind?
No, well, of course, if you sort of, we really should have seen it out, to be quite honest, but that's sometimes it's been, we're downfall again over the course of the season. When you think of the Cole Rammers game and you're 2-0 up or 2-1, and previously against Wexford when you've been leading, giving away last minute goals, things like that. But ultimately, you have to learn from those situations, and unfortunately, we haven't. We get punished, taken their replay of the night, and but again, it's sort of, boys acquitted themselves fairly well. I don't think we were great, but our final ball in the round, the final third, was very poor. I thought we had a good shape about us. We tried to frustrate them, and we'd done that fairly well, but again, we just weren't clinical enough either.
First half, you were set up pretty well, very disciplined, and probably could have maybe snatched the lead late in the half. Keith Cowan forcing a great save from the keeper.
Yeah, it was a great corner from Michael Fonson too, and as you see, a great header from Keith Cowan, and the keeper pulled off a great save. But we knew we had to be patient, particularly cup football. It's important just to hang in there and do what you need to do. And we were doing that, we were coping fairly well. We weren't overly troubled. But again, as I say, a bit of slack defending. Let them in for the first goal, and then that changes the dynamic of it then. As the game goes on then, we really have to come out a wee bit, and we went for it, basically. You know, we went a wee bit, maybe too gung-ho, and we left ourselves a wee bit exposed, but that's the nature of it when you're in cup football. You have to try and get yourself back in the game.
And I suppose when you were a goal down and you saw the fourth official going up 6 minutes on of added time, you really, really had to go for it at that stage.
Well, you do. You just sort of try and throw everybody. Bathroom sink, everything, just, you know, you just sort of, you have to go for it, basically, because it's the last chance saloon, you know. And as I say, unfortunately, the downside is you leave yourself very exposed at the back, but, and we get punished for that.
20 minutes from time, you lost Damien McNulty to a red card, a second bookable offence. Your views on that, Peter?
Very disappointing. Very disappointed in Damien, in getting involved in something when he shouldn't have. He basically ran 20 yards to get involved in something he didn't need to do, particularly when he was already on a yellow card. And again, that's something that we've spoken about before on the back of Friday night's game, about not getting involved, because it was a feisty affair, and I thought it was going to be something similar tonight, but they didn't hear the advice, and I think it was justifiably sent off. When you go in and raise your hands and get involved in a melee, then you're walking a very tight rope, and he was sent off.
I suppose, all that said, it's been an enjoyable cup run. I suppose a nice distraction from the league. I suppose it's been a disappointing few weeks and stuff in the league, but the cup run was a nice distraction for the players and for the club in general.
No, it was certainly, and it gave the players a wee bit of exposure too, and a test of what it would be like to play in Premier Division against a decent Drogheda side. So, but it's shown them that they can more than match the Premier Division side on their day, but unfortunately, the league campaign, we haven't done it on our day often enough. As I say, keep harping back to it, it's just the inconsistency over the years cost us dearly.
And ahead now, you have Merivale United on Friday night. What's going to be the approach now for the next few league games?
Well, we'll just assess now how the boys are, and there's a few walking wounded there, so we'll train on Wednesday night again and see how everybody is. And but it'll be a very tough game again, because Merivale themselves have still a chance of going up automatically, so they'll be really up for the game.
I mean, can we expect to see maybe Blood and some of the younger players, Jordan Duffy for instance, got a run later on tonight? Can we expect maybe that, or would you sort of like to still push for your strongest possible team to finish as high as you can?
Well, it's trying to get that balance. I would certainly like to play as many young players between now and end of the season as viably possible, with still being competitive. I think obviously the league campaign's gone now for us, but we owe it to the league and the other teams above us as well that we have to still have that respect and go out and be competitive as possible. But certainly now's the opportunity to blood some of our younger players and give them a bit of experience.